Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, I actually want to share a very interesting and practical discussion, the Poskim, regarding Chazara on Shabbos. So we know that, as we mentioned over the last number of days, one of the corollaries of the Isser of Chazara on Shabbos is the Isser Midrabanan called Nesina L'Chatchila on Shabbos, which means that even though you have, let's say, a food that was fully cooked before Shabbos, it's a dry food, it's fully cooked, but it's cold. It's, let's say, sitting in the fridge. So technically, the rule is, ein bishul achar bishul. There's no iser deraisa to cook it and heat it up on Shabbos because it's already been previously cooked. Nevertheless, to put it directly on the fire on Shabbos is asur midrabanan. Why? Mechsik mevashel. Looks like you're cooking. It has the appearance of cooking, and therefore you may not put it directly on the fire on Shabbos because of nesina l'chatchila. However, if let's say you put a pre-cooked kugel or piece of pastrami that's already been cooked before Shabbos and you want to heat it up on Shabbos, you take it out of the fridge, you're allowed to put it onto another pot that's sitting on the fire because it's not mechsik mevash, doesn't look like you're cooking because it's not the norm to cook in this manner. Since you're not putting it directly on the fire, you're putting it on another pot that has food inside. Let's say a chalent pot with chalent inside. Since you're putting this on top of that and you're heating it up, so from the perspective of bishul, it's motor because ein bishul acha bishul. From the perspective of the issur derabanan of mechsik mevashel, it's motor because it's not mechsik mevashel. It doesn't look like you're cooking because you're not doing it in the normal way. You're not putting it directly on the fire. Okay? And that's what we've mentioned until now. Now, the question is like this. There is a machlokes. And l'chatchila we paskin, based on the Ramah, we paskin that if you're heating something up that's already been cooked, but you're giving it a new dimension of taste, it's usur l'chatchila on Shabbos because we're concerned that maybe your new dimension that you're adding is a performance of bishul on Shabbos. So for instance, we say ein tzli achar bishul. If it was cooked in liquid, so you shouldn't roast it because the roasting has never been done with this food. It's only been cooked. So since you're adding a new dimension, a new flavor, a new taste, a new enhancement by virtue of the fact that you're now roasting it for the first time, so that we're concerned with is a violation of bishul, and therefore it's asur on Shabbos to do tzli achar bishul, and vice versa. They already underwent tzli. It was roasted directly on fire. Right? That's what roasting is, directly on fire contact. And now you all of a sudden decide to cook it in liquid. So it's also because l'chatchila were machmer that yesh bishul achar tzli and yesh tzli achar bishul. And the same with baking, the same with afia. So yesh bishul achar afia, yesh afia achar bishul, l'chatchila were machmer and all these things, that when you're at a new dimension, so even though it's been previously cooked, if you're cooking in a different manner with a different twist, then it's also l'chatchila on Shabbos. The question is, let's say I want to heat up something on Shabbos, and it was in the fridge, it's pre-cooked, and I want to heat it up, and I'm going to do it in a way where it's not going to be a mechsik mevashel issue on Shabbos. So I'm going to put it, let's say, on a pot that's cooking, on a crock pot. I'm not going to put it directly on the fire. However, in this particular case, the food was previously cooked. Let's say it's a dry matzah ball. So you're putting matzah balls on the crock pot or on the pot that has food inside of it on Shabbos to heat it up. Now, the first time around, the matzah ball was cooked. It was in liquid. And now, when I just take the matzah ball and I heat it up, really, I'm reheating it without liquid. Is this perhaps a problem of tzli achar bishul? Because the first time it was bishul, which we define as cooking in liquid. And now when I'm reheating this matzah ball, it's maybe considered like tzli roasting because it's being heated without liquid. It's being heated dry. And maybe it's usur, even if I fulfilled the conditions of being on top of the pot and, you know, it's fully cooked already, it's dry, so it's a dover yovesh, so there's no bishul problem per se. But maybe it's a problem because maybe it's considered tzli achar bishul because the first time around it was in liquid, the second time around it's not in liquid. So this is a machlekes. It happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sifkaton Mem Aleph clearly says that since the first time around it was cooked in liquid, and now let's say you're taking this matzah ball that's dry and you're heating it up on top of a crock pot or whatever on Shabbos, and you're now heating it up without liquid, that has the status of tzli, and we say l'chatchila that there is a problem of sli achar bishul on Shabbos and vice versa, and therefore it's a problem to be done, to be reheated on Shabbos, even though it's previously cooked. However, many are makel about this, and the chief source for this is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is in Lamed Beis Yudalit. The Aznidbru is also makel. That's in Ches Yud. And they say as follows. They say it's only considered a problem of Tzliach Abishol if, let's say, you took something that was previously cooked in liquid, which was Mefushol, and now you want to roast it in a way where it's directly on the fire to the extent where you're like barbecuing it. That's Tzli. But if, let's say, you're putting it on top of a pot and there's something being mafsik, there's something intervening between this food, this matzah ball, and the flame, so it's not real tzli. Yes, you're heating it up without liquid. But in order for it to be considered tzli achar bishul, it has to be that it's barbecued to the extent where it's real tzli. But if it's just heated up without liquid, that is not a violation of tzli achar bishul. Again, this is a machlokes. Mishnah Berurah happens to be machmir about this. There are many that are mekel, and they follow the lenient psak of the Chazon Ish regarding this halacha, which is interesting because usually, at least in our circles, when you have a machlokes, Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ish, the tendency is to go like the Mishnah Berurah. But in this particular case, there are many that are makel based on this approach of the Chazon Ish rather than the Mishnah Berurah.